This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
We need to talk about our amazing sponsors, Cassidy.com.
We want to talk about Cassidy.com.
Yes, we absolutely want to talk about them.
Yes.
It is our favorite place to find like-minded friends. It has an amazing interface. You know, some of those other sites, their interfaces are like from 1997.
Yeah, it's like double digital DOS.
It's pretty fucking tough to get through. Yeah. Cassidy is very streamlined, very user-friendly, and therefore it's easier to find amazing friends that you can totally hook up with.
Yes, easier to get laid is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. I try to tell people all the time, keep it simple. Don't make it complicated. People want to get laid. Cassidy heard me.
Yes, they heard you exactly.
Loud and clear. Yes, they were listening.
Yes, if you want to find out for yourself how easy Cassidy is to use and to meet people, you can go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, and click on either of the Cassidy banners to receive 30 free days of all of the paid features.
Yes, subscribe, use it. It's amazing. We have turned many people onto it, and it has done really great things for us.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it is really where we find all of our friends in the lifestyle, for the most part, all of our new friends and playmates.
Yeah. Do you want to know where I really want to find one of our next playmates?
Where?
In a bar.
Yeah, that would be nice. But Cassidy's working just fine until then.
Yes, it is. But I have this fantasy of meeting a couple in a bar and them, like, both of us realizing the other person's a swinger. We've discussed this. You and I have before.
We have. Well, here's the good news. So our newest partners... Partner's ID.
Right.
We are very clearly sporting their rings, and we wear them all the time.
Yes.
So hopefully someone out there will hear this, come on over to our website, click on the Partner's ID banner, jump on there, get yourself 10% off, get some black rings, and then we can fucking spot you in a bar.
Yeah.
Because that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. So partnersid.com, amazing place to get your swingers jewelry so that you get noticed by other swingers when you go out. Plus, we know a ton of people who are in the market for black rings. And if you want a quality black ring, we highly recommend Partners ID for that. Ours are great. I had a totally vanilla coworker the other day be like, oh my God, that is a beautiful ring.
Yeah, no, they're amazing. You know, based on what we've had in the past, just had the, you know, the usual black, regular black band. And, you know, this is an amazing ring. It's heavy. It's thick. I can tell it's on my finger. It's really good looking. I catch people looking at it.
Yes. So use our promo code FPSPOD. That is FPSPOD at checkout to receive 10% off of your order of Partner's ID jewelry. And in doing so, you support the podcast. So we would just absolutely adore you for doing that.
Yeah. And we can spot you and we can fuck.
Yeah. So, well, maybe.
Hopefully.
If we like each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't just assume that all of us swingers want to fuck everyone else, Brian.
I'm not assuming that. I'm just saying we're naughty and pervy. Well, you are. And, you know.
I'm the naughty one?
Yeah. Yes.
I came home to an anal hook on our bed today. So because, who's the naughty one?
Because someone, I won't mention any names, Brenna, was sending me dirty pictures all day of you sucking random cocks.
Yeah. Well, that's not naughty.
Okay.
I wasn't doing it real time. I was at work.
Well, for all I know, it could have been real time because you were hoarding pictures from me, saving them for just such an occasion. What did you think was going to happen when you got home?
That you were going to put an anal hook in my ass and then fuck my ass.
Well, there's a spreader bar on the bed too, in case you hadn't noticed, and your collar is there. So it is on tonight because you were naughty, sending me naughty pictures all day. I'm at work, minding my own business, sitting at my desk, boom, picture of a cock in your mouth. Okay, not my cock. I didn't recognize that cock.
You didn't recognize it?
No, certainly didn't. I had to ask you who it was. I'm like, who is this lucky gentleman?
Yeah, and then you're like, I said the name, and you're like, wait, but who is that?
Yeah, I don't remember. Because you're sucking a lot of cock.
You know that you are a total fucking slut when your significant other doesn't even remember the cocks that you've had in your mouth.
Well, I'm surprised you remembered that cock because it's been a while since you actually were with that gentleman.
I remember every cock.
Okay, well, clearly you enjoyed that one because you had two pictures you were hiding from me of that same cock.
I didn't mean to hide them from you.
No, I know you were saving them up.
Kind of for just such an occasion.
Yeah, because
here's the thing. We had 2 days this week where we didn't fuck.
Yeah, somebody was not feeling well.
I was feeling really under the weather, and 2 days of no sex for us is like fucking unheard of. We do not go 48 hours without sex.
It's like, no, it's like 2 months for most folks.
Exactly.
So yeah, it was rough. And last night we finally got after it hard and rough.
Yeah, but I need it again, like bad.
Well, you're totally going to get it because there's a hook on the bed that says so. There's a hook and a rope and a collar and a spreader bar that has your name on it.
Fuck yes, I'm excited.
It's on right after this.
Okay, good. So what else? Ooh, we have a fun thing for you going on.
Yeah, we actually do. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to jumping back into that portion of my life. I'm very excited about it.
So for those of you who don't know, my man is an amazing cook. Like the best.
Yeah.
He makes me such good PB&J.
Yes.
And such crust good trill cheese. And other really fancy shit too. But you're going to be featured in ASN Lifestyle Magazine.
Yeah. There's a little bio in there in the June issue, which is now available.
Yeah.
And starting July, I will be handling the culinary portion of the ASN magazine. So I'll be throwing in some recipes and some tidbits and some interesting info about food and wine and spirits and how to entertain some sexy people at your home, particularly.
I'm so fucking excited to see that. Not only because I'm proud of you and I think it's awesome that you are getting to, you know, flex your culinary muscles a little bit, but also, I mean, you're probably going to cook for me and take some, like, we're going to have to take pictures of food and drinks and then I'm going to get to enjoy it.
Yes, you certainly are. So, absolutely. It's well, there's a lot of culinary stuff going on in our world lately. We're going to a place this weekend where I'm going to be hosting some folks, it looks like, helping some folks out culinarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So the juices are flowing. So
the juices are flowing. Fuck. My mind immediately went to the gutter with that.
That's... Well, for sure it did, and I expected it to, because you're naughty, and I just proved that you're the naughty one in the couple here.
No.
100%.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
So what are we talking about another hot wife experience today?
Yes, because you were a total slut and it was amazing. We were actually talking about it last night because, as you said, you alluded to it, you were sick for the past couple days, so we didn't really get a chance to play. But last night it was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Primarily due to your new friend, our new friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We always totally use that as our fuel too. So, I mean, we're talking dirty to each other about it and you're like, show me how you sucked his cock. And then I'm like giving you extra sucking.
Well, yeah. And we also have had a number of experiences since that experience that you had.
Right.
So we were, you know, we were kind of talking about different scenarios as we've been playing over the last, you know, week-ish. And we didn't really get a chance to fully talk about that particular incident that you had, that rendezvous. So it was super
fucking
hot.
I have had a lot of cocks lately.
You have. Yes.
It's been pretty intense.
Yes.
And I've been loving every second of it.
Yeah, me too.
But yes, this is a single guy, a very quality single guy, which we were going to throw in a little tidbit on our thoughts on that really quick.
Yeah, let's clarify. So our friends at another podcast.
It's No Pants Required podcast.
D&P at No Pants Required. They always give us a shout out. They're great. They're super nice. But they were talking about something on their last episode. I believe it was their episode 14 I was just listening to. And I found it interesting. Because, and not to give it away, get on there on the website and listen to them yourselves. Don't cheat. Don't take the cliff notes. Go listen. But they were referring to an incident that they had where they were kind of communicating with a couple, and the couple thought that they were actually a single guy portraying themselves as a couple.
Well, they were. So what happened was they were using a joint Kick account.
Right. We used to do the same thing.
Right.
We do, all of our accounts are basically joined except for Kick now because we communicate differently on there. But it's always been that way with us.
Right.
And I found it most interesting because they were perceived as a single dude trolling, pretending they were a couple to try to get couples' attention.
Right.
And they were really put off by it. And the truth is, I understand it. I get it. I get why they were fucked off because it's like, hey, we're really a couple. Like, we have a podcast and we are really a couple. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so they got blocked and all that shit. And I found it interesting because maybe that couple had a bad experience, you know, with a guy. Maybe that's happened to them before. So I totally get it. But to discount single guys that quickly is really kind of disingenuous.
Well, you know what I thought was the most interesting thing is where my mind immediately would have gone is, oh, that's a married man who doesn't want his wife to know exactly what he's up to.
Exactly.
So I think it's really interesting that they had that immediate perception of the single guy being the problem, because we've had a lot more issues with BS dog shit married men.
Absolutely. And it sounds like that potentially is what could have happened, because there was, I think they said there were actually pictures of a couple. They put pictures of a couple up. And so it would appear as though it was a single guy trying to get his rocks off, you know, portraying the couple as players. And that's kind of shitty. And I can imagine that happening. So yes, we've had more issues with married single guys saying, oh,
with, you know, married guys, not,
yeah,
single guys.
I'm sorry, with married guys saying, yeah, you know, my wife is okay with it. We're in an open relationship. She doesn't participate. Yeah, bullshit. Put her on the phone. I want to talk to her. You know?
Yeah, the people traveling through.
Yeah, always traveling through. You know, like Throbbing
with permission.
Cock guy. Remember
yeah.
that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Throbbing Cock dude who was clearly on a business trip away from his wife.
Yeah.
You know?
Want me to come suck his cock in a hot tub?
His throbbing cock. Please, please don't ever, single guys out there, if you're listening, don't ever fucking say throbbing cock in an email to a couple.
Blech.
Or to anyone for that matter.
I will barf.
Slap yourself before, don't ever say that. Just stop it. So yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And it made me think of our new friend. And we are referring to him as?
Oh, fuck. What did we decide on?
Matt.
Oh, Matt. That's right. Because he looks like Matt Damon from the rugby movie,
yeah,
Invictus.
Yeah. He reminds me of that.
Well, he reminds me of a rugby player. Like, right. He has kind of that, like, kind of stockier build, you know, just like, stocky's not the right word, like, built.
Yeah, he's broad-shouldered. You know, he's not super tall, but he looks like Matt Damon in that movie. That's what made me think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know what that looks like, Google that shit and you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So that's what he looked like.
Yes.
So the reason I bring all this up is because of how you corresponded with him initially. Right. How we got a chance to meet him was really because of how he reached out.
Well, I will say that he has been looking at our Cassidy profile for a long time.
Right.
And I'm always like, why the fuck is this guy looking at us but not saying anything, you know? Right. And then, like, his location would change all the time.
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, this guy's bullshit, you know?
Right.
And he finally reached out and explained his situation. He said that he travels a ton for work, but he's going to be where we are for the summer.
Yeah.
All summer long. And this is where his permanent home is.
Yeah, this is actually his home, yeah.
He said that he, you know, really liked our pictures and that he thought I was attractive and he really wanted to meet me.
Right.
Or us, but, you know, more specifically me.
Yeah, clearly he's far more attracted to you.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously we agreed to meet him and it was great because I could tell just even from the initial conversations that we were having with him digitally, this was a serious guy. Like,
right.
He is somebody who has a lot of respect, who has some experience in the lifestyle. It doesn't sound like it's been super in-depth, but
No. He
definitely has had some interactions with couples and kind of has that, you know, idea of what it takes to interact with a couple in a way that, you know, makes women want to take the panties off.
Well, for sure. And he did indicate a number of times through our conversations, and we spoke to him for at length a couple of times.
Right.
We met him, you know, the one time our initial meet and greet was, you know, several hours. We had a great time talking to him. He's a very interesting guy. And once he explained what it is that he does for a living and what, you know, we understand why he travels so much, and it's super interesting. I really enjoyed meeting him. But he made it clear that he was really looking for the kind of relationship that we have. He wants that open, ethically non-monogamous relationship.
Right.
He's looking for that. He really is interested in it. So much so that he was talking about going to a lifestyle club for the first time. And do we think it would be in his, you know, to his benefit to go with a couple or go as a single dude? And so he's very much interested in pursuing the lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very serious about it, which is cool.
Yeah.
I was instantly attracted to him.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because he is not typically my type.
Right.
In terms of body type, you know,
right.
I've said this many times before, I'm into like the basketball player looking dudes.
Right.
But as I've gotten further along into the lifestyle and as I've had more interactions with awesome guys, I'm learning more and more that, you know, I maybe don't have as much of a type as I thought I did.
Right.
Because I found him very attractive.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about that for a second, because that's not something you don't always say that.
Right.
But we've been very fortunate, particularly with the last few single guys we play with. Obviously, your regular play partner, Clint, you're very attracted to. You were from the time we met him.
Yeah. Clint is a hottie, too. I got really lucky there.
Yeah. And then the last couple of guys that we have entertained, you've been really attracted to for and I think basically the same reason.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say this guy, I mean, I had an instant kind of attraction to him, maybe even more so just because his personality was so like open and inviting and warm.
Yeah.
Not that it hasn't been with other guys, but it was just kind of that instant click connection.
Yeah.
So I was really into him. We did not play with him the night that we met him.
No.
because I felt a little slutty after our Slutty Monday.
Oh, yeah. It would have been like the third encounter, right? Or the fourth encounter. Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah, it was a lot of action. We were really busy that week. And we said it when we were getting ready to meet him. And it was really kind of an impromptu last minute thing because we didn't know, we weren't clear as to whether or not he was going to be available. And he reached out and said, yeah, listen, I'm in town all week. If you want to get together, I'll make myself available to you guys, which I thought was really kind of cool too.
Yeah.
So you just said, yeah, listen, we're going to meet him, you know, Tuesday, whatever it was. We said up front, you're not going to play with this guy tonight. We really want to get to know him and kind of take some time. You really enjoy that process.
Well, something that's come out of a Slutty Monday, if you haven't heard that episode yet, that's last week's episode.
Right.
But something that came out of it for me is we always, with couples, meet first,
right,
and then meet a second time or sometimes even a third time,
yes,
and then play. We just prefer that because it allows us to really connect with people on a more mental level, which totally gets me in the right headspace and you as well,
yep,
for sexy playtime. I am, yep, not the type of person that, like, I can typically meet someone and then like bang them right away. And with single guys, there's been kind of a pattern of like we meet and hang out for 2 or 3 hours and then we fuck.
Right.
And as a result of that, it's hard to explain. It doesn't make me feel bad, but it just made me feel like I wasn't getting everything out of the interaction that I could have.
Right. They were great experiences, not to discount any of the experiences that you've had or that we've had recently, certainly, because they've been great guys and really, really enjoyed meeting all of them. And we had some really, very cool experiences. Not to discount that, but I think you certainly don't get as much out of those encounters as you could if we were to treat it like we do couples. As we said this many times, up to this point, we have not just met a couple, gone back to a hotel room or our place or their place and had sex. That has never happened.
Never.
It's not a thing. Single guys, yes. And as it turns out, you really get much more fulfillment out of meeting them first and then meeting them a second time and potentially a third time. And then really, it's a much better experience for you, which in turn is a better experience for you and I.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
I don't enjoy anything if you don't enjoy it.
Right.
So the more you are into it, the more it enhances our sex life later.
Absolutely. So with this guy, we decided ahead of time we were not playing with him on the first night. We spent a lot of time talking to him, though.
We did. Well, he was very easy to talk to, and he's very interesting. His career and his path to where he's gotten is very interesting.
It really is, yeah. So we spent a good deal of time talking. We parted ways, but I mean, I was into him. So it was not very long after that I was like, hey, like 2 days later, I was like, you know, Matt's coming over tonight.
Well, so explain that, because that's not entirely the norm for you.
No.
Now, you're obviously you don't sleep or play with guys that you're not attracted to, but in that particular instance, because you've never said to me before, with the exception of Clint, you've never said to me before how attracted you were to that guy. He's super sexy, you know, that you were really looking forward to seeing him again. That's not always the case for you.
Right.
And in this case, it was.
I don't totally know how to explain it. I think one is that he is, like I said, very respectful, very complimentary. So his interactions towards me make me feel at ease, which in turn helps me feel sexier. Because if I'm comfortable with someone, I can kind of just like let my freak flag fly.
Right.
And so I knew that because the first interaction had gone as well as it had,
yeah,
that I was going to be able to, you know, keep that train rolling during the second interaction and then go into a really hot sexual interaction.
Yeah.
So that was part of it. But I also just think I was attracted to him. Like, I don't really know exactly, I can't pinpoint exactly why I find him physically attractive as much as I do, but I'm just like into him.
Well, and it's something else because, you know, like you alluded to, there's less apprehension when you get to know the person. And when we first met him, I will say this, we had a very in-depth conversation for over a period of time. We stayed at one of our favorite bar restaurants for a long time. And he was super into it. He really liked it. He'd never been there before. And he's been out of town for so long. He actually wasn't around when it first opened. It's only been open a few months. And so we sat there for quite a while. And I noticed, not only did he look directly at me, and he spoke to me, looked me in the eye, and we had a real conversation, he never took his eyes off you. When he looked at you, he was looking at you like hungrily. He was really into you.
Yeah, I could feel that too. I mean, and it wasn't creepy. That's the thing. Is like,
no, he was
he had kind of this natural charm to him that he could look at me like that. And I could tell. I mean, I could tell he was thirsty for me.
Yeah.
But it never felt creepy. So I think that was it, too. When someone is into me and I can really feel that, like, that turns me on like nothing else.
Yeah, he was very complimentary, even when you left the table to step away to use the restroom. It wasn't like, holy shit, man, she's so fucking hot. It wasn't like that. He's like, man, she's so pretty. You know, she has a great smile. I really like her laugh. It was all the right, it was the buzzwords. He hit every one of those notes.
Yeah. You know, he wasn't like, oh, all that junk in that trunk, yum.
No, which he could totally have said and would have been true, and I would have dug it. But that's not what he said at all. And he hit it right on the head. He really knew what to say, and he was genuine about it, and I appreciated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
And so he came over a couple days later, came to our place.
Well, here's the other thing. Back to what you had said. You made these plans with him, didn't even tell me.
Right.
Which never happens.
Right.
Like, you were like, yeah, I'm going to fuck this dude. And by the way, he's coming over in 2 days. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. we didn't even talk about it. Like, you just automatically assumed that I'm down and this guy's coming over. So, get ready.
I thought you would like that.
I did. I loved it. I would love for you to do that more often, but it's not that simple because, again, we meet a guy, we want to take some time, and going forward, I think that's going to be the plan. We've decided that. Meet him at the first date, the first time we meet, and then maybe the second time will be the play date, right. And I really want you to kind of engage and take charge of that. Once we've met, I've done all the vetting, we meet him face-to-face, and the rest should be on you. I don't want to make that decision for you, and I like the idea that you did that.
Well, I also, any time that I kind of take charge in an interaction with another guy, it seems to really turn you on.
It does.
So I thought like the idea of me texting him and setting plans and then coming to you and being like, hey, make sure you're available this night because Matt's coming over and we're going to fuck. I thought you'd be like super into that.
Yeah, absolutely. It worked out really, really well. And you could also have said to me, hey, he's coming over and it's the first time. I don't want to make him uncomfortable. Will you give us some time alone? I totally would have done that too. But we talked about my being here because I hadn't done that in a long time.
Well, and I also, he and I talked about it too. How does this all look in terms of, because I didn't want to just assume. Here's the other thing. A lot of times couples will just do whatever the fuck they want with a single guy and they don't even communicate with the single guy about what it is they want or what makes them feel comfortable.
Right.
Like how shitty of an experience would that have been if I was just like, hey, you're going to come over and Brian's going to be here the whole time and he's going to listen and you have no say in it. So he and I avoided that by having a conversation before he ever came over about, hey, Brian would like to potentially listen in on some things. He's not going to be in the room at all, but like, is that okay with you? Do you feel comfortable with that or not comfortable with that? He was totally about it. He also did say that he wanted a chance to talk to you a second time and just really make sure that we were all on the same page with things, which was yet another indicator that he's a serious lifestyle guy and wants to really take this seriously.
Yeah, and we did that. When he first came over, we sat for about 30 minutes and had a conversation about a lot of things, but not the least of which was when you went upstairs to kind of get ready was, what the expectations were, what was and what wasn't on the table.
Right.
He asked the right questions and he was earnestly concerned about going over any boundaries. He didn't want to be intrusive in any way. And I thought that was really thoughtful of him.
So what are some of the questions he was asking for our single guy listeners out there?
Well, so the first thing he asked was, is there anything that you don't want me to do? Is there anything I shouldn't say? Should I behave a certain way? Which are all great questions. And as I said to him, I'm sure you and Brenna have already had some conversations about what it's like, what you guys both like in the bedroom. I'm sure she told you she's going to be a bit more submissive. You should take control, but not be arrogant, aggressive, but not arrogant. And she'll dictate the pace, but you should be prepared to be a little bit more in control and be dominant to some degree, whatever your level of comfortability is. And so he understood that. I said, there is nothing off the table. She will tell you if there's anything she doesn't want to do, but certainly other than condoms, it's really kind of open. We don't have any hard set rules besides that. And she's going to dictate the pace and how you guys get along will determine what happens.
Don't come in my eye.
Yeah, right. Don't get it in my hair. But that's, that's one of those things that, you guys will have obviously work out as you go along and as you play.
Right.
But I like the idea that he was really, he was conscious of the fact that there could have been some things that we weren't comfortable with or that I wasn't comfortable with.
Yeah, that's appreciated for sure. It's appreciated on my end too, because if a guy shows you respect and I end up having a great interaction with them, they're probably going to get invited back.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, if you don't feel comfortable with them, we've said this many times before, Like, they're not getting in my pants.
No, and I've said it to him. I said it to every. I say it to every single guy that we have a conversation with. I say it to the married guys when we're meeting, when we're with couples. I make it very clear. We'll talk about another interaction we had because we were super slutty. We'll talk about that another time. But we just had a conversation with a couple, and I said, we enjoy your company. If I didn't enjoy your company, and of course I'm speaking to the gentleman of the couple, we can't sit and have a drink and kind of bullshit, just interact. You're not fucking my girl, man. It's not happening.
Right.
You know? And so he gets that. We said that. I said it to him straight up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's important.
So you guys stayed downstairs and had a conversation. I went upstairs and changed into a piece of lingerie. I have this cute little... I didn't want to overwhelm him.
Right.
Because he's still very new with me. And so, you know... I took out my like leather corset outfit and then I was like, no, that's too much for this guy on the first time.
But let's talk about why you were like a little gun shy, right? Because the interaction you had with the single guy prior to Matt, you intimidated him a little bit. And he's not a guy that looks like he's going to be intimidated. You didn't intimidate him. You surprised him.
I think I just surprised him. I don't think he was intimidated by me, but I think he was very surprised by what he got. And I think that definitely was in the back of my mind with Matt. I didn't want to just like... make him feel like I was pouncing on him in this leather outfit. You know, I wanted to kind of more ease into it. Right. And I think that this is potentially a guy, especially since he's going to be here all summer, that I could play with pretty regularly if he's interested. It seems like he is.
Right.
So I wanted to go into the interaction with that in mind. Like, let's build on it. Let's not have it be like an in-your-face explosion all at the same time.
Right.
And so I changed from the leather outfit into this cute little peach number, which still was hot. It showed my tits off really nicely.
I love that thing.
And it's super like short, but it's like tight in all the right places.
Yeah.
So I put that on and I lit some candles. Yes. And he came upstairs after a little bit and we kind of just started kissing and touching. And he's a really nice kisser. I really liked that part of it. And, you know, we're just kind of feeling all over each other. He's feeling on my ass a little bit, which I really love. And he laid me down on the bed and he had this mischievous look on his face. We should also say you're hearing all of this.
Yeah. So once you guys got upstairs and I, you know, gave you a couple minutes to get comfortable, I just went into our spare room to the studio, which is across the hall, you know, 40 feet away ish, 30 feet away. And so I kind of sat down, made myself comfortable. And of course, you know, I can hear basically everything that's going on, you know, for the most part.
Right.
My door is open, yours is closed. So I can hear that interaction. And as we said before, because I know you so well and know your sounds, I can pretty much tell where you are, you know, in the process. So it's very interesting. It's very hot for me.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you're listening, and I know you're listening because we had talked about it ahead of time. So that's always kind of a turn on too. But anyway, back to his and my interaction. He lays me on the bed and he's looking up at me. So he's like kneeling. I can tell he's like getting ready to go down on me.
Right.
But he has this smile on his face and I'm like, what is that about? You know, and I think I was even like, what's with the smile or something? And he goes, I'm going to tease you. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I mean, that's a good way to start this whole thing because I fucking love being teased.
Yes.
And so he laid me all the way back and he spread open my legs and started going kind of down on me, but more like licking around my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And he would like kind of lick and nibble on my thighs going to my pussy. So it was like... And then every once in a while, he'd give me like two or three licks on my clit.
Right.
And then he'd go right back and start the whole thing over again.
Right.
And usually I don't like that. I'll like it for a very small amount of time, but then it's like I almost get anxious.
Yeah.
But I didn't in this interaction. It felt playful, I guess, more so than like he was trying to torture me.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was trying. Obviously, it's your first time. It's the first interaction. Like a gentleman and like a guy who wants to be invited back. He wants to put his best foot forward, obviously.
Right.
You know, which I thought it was great. It's very, very much a single, smooth single guy thing to do.
Yeah. And he made it very obvious as he continued to go down on me, because eventually he starts licking my clit and kind of licking around the clit area and then starts kind of giving me a little bit of suction. But it's obvious. I can just tell from his motions and the way that he's doing everything that he like really fucking cares about my pleasure. Like he is doing everything he can to make sure that this feels good for me, which is really appreciated because that has not always been the case with single guys.
No, and it's interesting. I can always tell when you're really enjoying an interaction, when I'm listening, of course, because you giggle. Like I know the giggles. I know what's going on. Like if you're giggling and it's playful, I know you're really enjoying that. Now, that interaction, that type of interaction is different. different, of course, like when you're playing with Clint. But even when you play with him, and I listen or have listened and have heard, there are moments where you're clearly giggling and enjoying yourself. So there's some levity and some fun. And that's the most important thing, is that you're having a good time. So when I heard that, I thought, okay, everything is good.
Yeah, absolutely. I was having a great time. But I will say, when a guy doesn't have good oral skills, it puts me in a weird headspace. Like, it's almost like, okay, you gave me an appetizer to the meal, and the appetizer was fucking garbage. So why am I going to want to eat the meal?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so when the appetizer is fucking amazing,
yeah,
I want to be fucked as the meal.
Yeah, absolutely. You're looking forward to it.
So it was really nice. And he made me come, and then I was going to start sucking his cock. And he was like, no, I want to go down on you again. And then he started the teasing all over again.
Right.
Which by this point, because I've already come, like, I am in full on fuck mode.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I can think about. Yep. So this is driving me insane. My legs are shaking. My back is arching.
Yeah.
I'm like, at this point, like, clawing into his shoulders. I meant to ask the next day. I hope I didn't hurt him, but
I'm sure he did not mind.
Because I do those types of things with you and with Clint, but you guys are, like, you know, dom dudes, and you know that those types of things are going to happen. So I really hope that I didn't, like, scar him.
Well, I don't think you scared him off, because, spoiler alert, you're going to see him again soon. So I think he's okay.
Yeah, I think so too. But I definitely was kind of clawing into him, and he made me come again, and my head was swirling. It was so fucking hot. And then I really wanted to suck his cock. A, because I knew he wanted me to suck his cock, but B, because I knew you were listening.
Right.
And you know my sounds when I'm sucking cock. Right. So I was really excited about doing
that. Well, yeah. And by that point, I mean, also, let's not kid ourselves. I know you, and your whole plan was to get his cock out because it got you that much closer to being fucked. So that was your plan from the beginning, which I absolutely know. I know your MO, which is awesome, because I'm sure, I mean, I told him, I mentioned to him not to let you suck his cock very long, because it wouldn't last.
You did say that to him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah. I try to warn everybody.
Well, I wanted to pull out all the stops, because he had done such a good job orally that I felt like I couldn't be shown up.
Right.
So I am...
Well, you want to be complimentary, right? I mean, you got great oral. You got to, you know, you have to reciprocate.
You got to show it off. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm going down on him. I started off pretty slow. I wanted to kind of tease him a little bit too. So I'm kind of like doing the tongue around the tip move and, you know, kind of slowly going down on the cock. And then as he's like starting to moan, I totally pick up the speed.
Yep.
And I'm like deep throating. And I think I choked on it at one point.
Yeah, I can hear all that.
I mean, it's not the same as like when I'm really getting choked, like on your cock. I mean, this is not necessarily like a BDSM dude, so it's a little bit different.
Right.
I'm not, you know, tears streaming down my face and some saliva all over my fucking face and neck and shit, but it was still really hot. And I think he really enjoyed me, you know, taking him at the back of my throat and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it sounded great. I mean, I could tell exactly what was happening because I could hear him, and I know exactly what you're doing.
Was he moaning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, of course, I can hear you as well, but certainly I could hear him. And I knew I was thinking to myself, yeah, this isn't going to last much longer. You better stop this.
It didn't last very much longer. He stopped me.
Right.
So then he wanted to fuck me. So I was like, okay, you can totally fuck me.
Yeah.
So I once again got on my back. That's not true. He went down on me one more time.
Did he?
He licked me again, made me come again. I think he was really just kind of wanting the buildup and wanting it to...
Yeah.
You know, fuel sex, which
great plan.
It's a fantastic plan in my book.
Yeah.
And so finally he stops going down on me and starts to fuck me. And I'm
on
my
back.
He's on top, and he's, you know, pumping into me, and he's got a great cock. Like, it's I think I already told you this with just you and me, but it's nice and thick.
Yeah.
It's not like huge, but it's thick.
Right.
Which I really appreciate.
Yes, because I know.
I like being stretched.
Yeah. And I could tell when the whole process started. Like, I didn't know you were on your back, obviously, until later on. But I could tell when he entered you. Like, I know that sound. It's just so obvious what's happening. Yeah, I can just tell. Yeah. Yeah, I just can tell. You know, I thought to myself,
oh my God, my pussy's being stretched and it feels so good sound.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it was the first time you'd had sex that day. And it's always like obvious that that's what's happening.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So he definitely stretched me. And then he was fucking me. And I kept telling him, you know, harder and deeper and all that kind of stuff. And it was really nice. It was a great combination between kind of passionate. Like, you could tell he wanted to be fucking me the entire time. Like, I could feel that from him. Mm-hmm. And so that made me feel really good, and it made me feel sexy and all of those types of things. But he was also, like, very thoughtful about what I wanted. So it was, right, like, his needs and my needs were very well balanced in that interaction, which is, once again, not always the case.
Right.
Sometimes I've been with very selfish lovers.
Sure.
And I'll tell them, like, hey, do this, because I always give my, like, roadmap of how to get Brenna off.
Right.
And some people just fucking throw it in the trash like it's nothing.
Yeah,
he did not. He listened very well to what I wanted. Pretty much everything that I was asking him to do, he did immediately, and he did very well. So yeah, that was great. And he made me come several times, and I was really, like, ripping onto his back at one point, and it was really hot because he's, like, thrusting, and I had my hands right where you could, like, feel the muscles in his arms. And so his muscles are, like, tensing and untensing as he's fucking me. And for whatever reason, that image has, like, stuck with me, like,
right,
that feeling of, like, his muscles. And it was almost kind of that primal moment, even though it wasn't primal play like you and I have.
Right. He probably wasn't even aware of it.
Probably not. But it was, like, that's the things that I focus on that turn me on, are those, like, more animalistic movements,
right,
that I can really kind of just, you know, get lost in. And I, right, totally did with him. It was so hot. So he made me come several times, and it was not long after I kind of stopped coming, not necessarily because it didn't feel great, but just because I kind of reached a certain threshold there. And you and I have this too, where it's like, I'll come five times and then I'll have, like, a break.
Right.
And then I'll start coming like crazy again.
Right.
So I was kind of in that break period. And he remarked on the clenching too. Every guy does. I don't, yeah, know. It's, you know, it's whatever.
Listen, I'm telling you, it's not the norm.
I get that. But I mean, you know, I don't know. Sometimes it's not said in, like, a sexy way. Sometimes it's like, oh, fuck. Like, what was that?
Well,
like, no woman.
It's so sexy.
No woman wants to be in the middle of sex and have something happen that she has no control over, and for the guy to be like, oh, my God, what was that?
Well, he didn't say that.
He didn't. But I'm just saying, like, right, sometimes that's the reaction I get. I'm like, thanks, asshole.
Right.
You know?
Like, you're welcome.
Way to make me feel awesome. Now I totally want to come again. Not.
Yeah.
But he didn't say it like that. I'm not, right, saying that. But he definitely remarked on it. And I guess why I'm saying that is because I get told that so much at this point by so many different guys that it's kind of like a lost its sheen to me a little bit.
Well, it's, I love it, so I don't care.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's really all that matters, that you like my pussy.
I totally do.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I think he did too.
I think so too.
Because he came a lot.
Yes, he did.
And yeah, so that was the interaction. And then, you know, it ended, and we were kind of just sitting there together, and I was kind of in my giggly, you know, afterglow period.
Yeah.
And so we were talking, but it was not like in-depth talking. After I have sex, I'm not in a place to, like, sit and have an in-depth conversation.
No, you're usually just so lightheaded and just, you know, kind of in another space.
Well, I get into that kind of, like, giddy mode where it's like everything that's said is funny, even if it's,
right,
not, type of,
right,
thing.
Right.
So we sat there for a few minutes and talked, but I mean, and absolutely nothing against Matt, because that was so fucking hot. I loved the way that he did everything.
Yeah.
But I wanted him to get the fuck out.
Yeah, you guys were there for a while, were hanging out for a while, I could tell. And it's because I was getting ready to get up, and I didn't want to be awkward and be, you know, here when he was leaving, you know, or just in the hallway when he was leaving. But I could tell that you guys were kind of chatting, and there was a little bit of talking going on. So then, of course, I slipped out and went downstairs. But yeah, it was, you were together for a while. That encounter took a little while, and then you spent a little bit of time talking. And of course, all I can think about is, I need you to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, me too, because I'm like, I need Brian to fuck me, like, now.
Right.
So,
yeah, but he did leave. We said goodbye. Of course, we told him we'd probably see him again soon. And we were off to the races right upstairs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was so fucking insane.
We had so much hot sex that night. I mean, we always do. I was thinking about this the other day. After we talk, when we're talking on the podcast about an interaction and we're talking about after the interaction, I think every single time we're like, oh my God, we had hours of just like the hottest sex.
Yeah, just
ever.
Assume that that's what's happening, because that's what's happening.
But it really is what happens. It's like we always have hot sex, but then after an interaction, it's like this fucking explosion of hotness happens.
And what's interesting to me is as soon as that interaction is over and then it's then we're together. It's not like we don't always go into detail about that interaction that you just had. We're just too engrossed in each other.
Yes.
So we don't really normally talk about your playtime until a day or two later because we're just so pent up.
Yeah, that's usually the formula. So like night of is like this just rough, primal biting and scratching and like hard pounding for hours and hours. And then the next time we have sex is when we like dirty talk about it. And we did a lot with this Matt interaction.
Yeah.
Like the second day after I was with him was the one where we were really like reliving the whole thing and, you know, going through how everything felt. And that really fuels us too.
Yeah.
But I also think something that was different about this was the day after was when I actually read your blog.
Right.
And so that also kind of fueled us because I was reading it and I was like reliving all of the hotness from Matt being here. But I was also thinking about the fact that you were sitting across the hallway throughout this entire thing, listening and like typing up this super fucking sexy blog, which you can totally read at frontporchswingers.com, by the way.
Yes.
And so that fueled me.
Yeah.
Like thinking of that whole dynamic of it, the fact that you were listening, I was putting on a show for you, you were writing a blog at the same time, you totally nailed everything in your blog, which also really turned me on because it makes me feel like you know me on such a deep level.
Yeah, we didn't mention that this particular this instance that you had, this interaction, coincided with me sitting across the room. I was basically on the floor,
right,
sitting in the other room, typing up a blog. And that blog was, you know, hot wifing in real time.
Right.
And I was listening to you and kind of living, you know, vicariously through him, but typing what was going on based on what I was hearing. And as you said, after you read it, I was pretty much spot on. Like, I knew you were standing. I knew you were lying. I knew you were sitting. I could tell what was going on. You were sucking his cock. He was going down on you. I could tell all those things by your sounds particularly. And so writing it and, of course, listening to it was, you know, it was twice as hot because I'm literally having to concentrate with a hard cock and type this shit out. I mean, it was so fucking crazy. It was just I was just so worked up by the time it was over.
Well, and here I am reading about you getting hard while you're listening to us. And at one point you're like, I just can't help it. I have to stroke my cock. And I'm like, oh, my fucking God, that is so hot.
Yeah, I totally did.
That's
I'm typing with one hand, pretty much.
Do you want to stroke your cock right now?
Sure do.
Because I want to see it.
Totally do. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's really where all of that you know, that pent up, you know, sexual aggression came from that particular night.
Yeah.
And even last night we were talking about it because it was such a hot encounter. I mean, you know, I knew you enjoyed it. I knew you were attracted to him. I knew it was a good experience because you've been staying in communication with him. And we should mention Clint, of course, is out of town. So you haven't had your time to play with him. So you're super fucking worked up anyway.
Right.
You know, because you didn't get that kind of release with him.
Right.
And so I knew you were into him, and what turned me on more was like last night, because I knew that, and listening to you relive it was just so fucking exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it really got me worked up, which, you know, doesn't hurt at all.
I'm sure not.
You know? So let's go back a bit. When he first got here, when we were all sitting downstairs in the living room, we were on the couch and you were sitting next to me. He was across from us, but your legs were kind of across the couch and he was touching your feet.
Yeah.
Rubbing your leg.
I forgot about that.
While we were talking. And of course, my hands are always on you. We're either holding hands or my hand was on your leg. What was that like for you? I'll tell you what it was like for me, but what was it like for you while we were just having a conversation, just a very generic conversation about work-related stuff, but he was kind of rubbing on your feet and rubbing your legs, and you were in jeans and a shirt that you hadn't gotten changed yet, and I was touching your leg at the same time. What was that experience like? Did it even occur to you that was happening?
Not really. Nope. And that's one of the things that made me realize how comfortable I was with him is that, yeah, I put my foot out by him, and he just grabs it and starts rubbing it, and it didn't even like really register to me what was going on. There was zero awkwardness there.
Right.
I think when I really started to realize it is he gave me this look at one point, like you want to fuck me.
Well, he was looking at you that way the entire time. You didn't pick up on it maybe, but I certainly did. I could tell when he was talking to me, he's looking right at me. But when he was talking to you, he's certainly talking to you. He's looking right at you and he's rubbing your feet or your leg basically at the same time. I knew it, I had a really good inclination that your encounter with him was going to be really good. You were really going to enjoy it based on how he was you know, how attracted he was to you and how he was kind of touching and caressing you.
Yeah, I really liked that. And the fact that you were both touching me at the same time totally, like, psyched me up for this whole thing.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was intense. It really was. And especially because I was writing the blog simultaneously, that's something I had not done before. We hadn't done that in the past. So it really kind of added an element of, you know, heightened, you know, sexual tension while I was doing it, because I really was trying to, I wanted to stop and listen, but I knew I had to continue to type. Right. So trying to listen and concentrate on typing at the same time, fucking difficult to do when I'm listening to you have sex. Super fucking
You like had to work while I was getting banged.
Yeah, that was not easy. I'm sure my punctuation was all over the place. Spelling was all fucked up. Yeah, my editor, my personal editor. Yes. But yeah, it was a crazy hot encounter. Truth is, I really want this, I really want you guys to kind of cultivate something. I hope it works out because you are so attracted to him and you like him, because I'm hoping I can get him and Clint together with you. That's my goal.
Wait, what do you mean?
I want them to fuck you together.
Like Clint and Matt together. To fuck me without you?
No, I'm thinking all of us kind of doing that. I think it would be super hot.
Holy fuck. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. I mean, of course, Matt's, you know, we got to ease him into that. You know, I'm sure, you know, Clint's down because he's a fucking perv just like me.
Assume that.
So anyway, I'll talk him into it. And I think the three of us would be super fucking hot.
Oh, that could be super.
Lots of dynamics going on there.
Yeah, lots of cocks. I'm all about that.
Yes, I know you are. I know you are.
That could be super fun.
Yeah, so I'm hoping we can make that happen.
Well, I'm for sure going to fuck him again because he's coming over like in a couple days.
Yeah, I know, because you're naughty. You set it up again. You didn't tell me.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I texted you.
Yeah, you were like, oh, you know, I'm having a play date in a couple of days. I'm like, oh, nice. Good to know. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I like that. I want you to continue to do that because, you know, once we've made that connection and once there's, you know, obviously you had an interaction particularly and you've kind of bonded with somebody, you know, you should just take the reins and, you know, you don't need to talk to me about it. Just let me know when it's happening so I can either be here or not.
It's happening on that day.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, it was a great interaction. Really excited to tell you more about where this goes.
Yeah, I'm super excited to know myself.
We also have a couple interaction that we're going to talk about soon.
Yes.
And we have an interview that we're going to be putting out with an amazing couple.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that interview.
So we have some really fun things in the works.
Actually, we're being interviewed in a couple of days.
Yeah, so yes, by Lexi Silver.
Yes, Lexi will be interviewing us, particularly because of the hot wife component.
Well, we were talking the other day about there are a lot of like lifestyle resources starting to pop up, which is great, but none of them have hot wifing resources.
No.
And we know, because we seek it out and from talking to other people, that there's a lot of people interested in the hot wifing dynamic and could probably really benefit from some more kind of more instructional or informational resources.
Yeah.
And so we want to help in providing some of that. So
Which we are.
We're going to on Lexi's show and in other ways, including our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Perfect segue.
Absolutely.
If you're not already on our YouTube channel, please check it out and subscribe. We are putting up a new video. I just need to edit it. It's already been shot.
Yep.
It's all about transitioning from close on to close off.
Yes, very
which can sexy. Be one of the most awkward parts of interactions.
For sure.
So we're going to provide some tips there. And we have a ton of other cool videos on there, too. We're going to continue to build that. But you help us out by subscribing. And you help yourself out because you hear about, you know, videos when they are uploaded.
Yeah, all kinds of naughty stuff. And there's a lot more coming. We've got so much. We have so much on deck. There's so much to do. We were just talked about this. We're going to be at a ranch in a beautiful part of our state, very remote, where they have Wi-Fi, fortunately. We're going to have to do a lot of editing and writing and all kinds of stuff while we're out there. And I'm cooking for, you know, a couple dozen people on a ranch.
Yeah, we're busy. We're very busy right now between YouTube and we have some other projects and we have like our own blog and we have the podcast. But I mean, we're doing it because we're, you know, excited about the possibility of where this could go and because we really like telling people about our journey and hoping that we hear a lot that people can relate to it and that they feel like, you know, some sort of kindred connection with us because of that, which is really fucking badass.
Well, the truth is that especially with our hot wife component, we, you know, we get a lot, man, just this past week, I don't even know how many emails we've gotten from not just couples, but single guys as well, thanking us and being inquisitive and, you know, and they're very polite about how do I get into the lifestyle. Couples talking about their experiences with the hot wife scenario and how they got there. There's just so many people reaching out to us now. It's obvious that it's a sought after dynamic and people want more and more information. So we're going to provide it because it's frankly what I love most about the lifestyle.
Absolutely. Probably my second favorite part of the lifestyle.
Yeah, it's most enjoyable for me to see you pleasured in those ways and to be able to hear you talk about, you know, an experience like you had with Matt recently and how much you enjoyed that. It just works for me.
Yeah. Do you want to bang me right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I know where an anal hook is.
I know where there's a spreader bar and a collar.
Anyway, so you can totally check out our YouTube channel, Front Porch Swingers. Please subscribe to us there. If you're not already subscribed on Podbean and or iTunes, please do that as well. And we also have some badass social media shit.
Yes, we do.
Which you can find at Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. If you're following one of them and not the other, you should totally follow both. Not only because, like, you know, we want the followers, but yeah, also because we post very different things in different spots.
No, we have to.
Twitter's naughty. Instagram's yes, a little bit more mainstream.
Yes.
So you get a good taste of both of our worlds if you follow us on both. So yeah, please consider doing that.
Yeah, and certainly get on Cassidy and find us in our community. Lots of total pervy shit goes on Cassidy.
Fuck yes. Cassidy's so much fun for that.
Yes.
So is. Yeah, our community is also Front Porch Swingers. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so keep up with everything we're doing. Obviously, we have many more stories and amazing things coming to you on the podcast here. So stay tuned for all of them. And as always, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.